If you hate the government, can you either do something about it or leave, please? 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 How can you hate everything? Are you gonna draw a damn anarchist sign on your palm?
Cause I've been fucked with by aliens in my dreams. Wow, I'm sorry. Did you miss me? Just admit it, you missed me a little bit. Wow, sorry about that. I was gone for quite a while. I'd just like to, first and foremost, just try to bail myself out of this. Goodness gracious, I'm rude right now. I'm like this really ungrateful host. Just forgive me. I hope you all can just forgive me. Just somehow find it in a place in your hearts to forgive me on this. I've just been gone forever. I'm just like this disgraceful host today. And I have bad news on the horizon. So if you want to turn it off right now, I understand. But for everyone who is not turning it off, I'm going to share the bad news. The show, like, so I'm going to, it's just too much right now. I'm not going to do the full on every single week, the big beefy meal you'd usually get. I got some other good stuff going on. The show's always going to be a part of it. It's going to be your little window into, I don't even know what it's. It's like a window into just pointlessness, honestly. That's kind of what the show is for me and for you. You know, and I'm going to justify that really fast. It's not the only pointless window I can think of. It's one of like half a million that could just spew out off the top of my head. So, like, you don't have to feel bad about it. I definitely don't feel bad about it. It's like therapeutic in this weird way. So, yeah, the frequency of the show is going to go down. For now, you know, I hope there's a day in the near future I'm going to be able to pick it back up more rapidly. More of the speed that I want to be able to do it. But it's just, I want to provide something quality and, you know, trying to rush these out once a week with all these other peripheral, you know, basically annoying issues that I have to deal with in real life. You know, it's kind of preventing me from being able to do something quality week in, week out. I'm going to give you little what's up, hellos every week. Little mini somethings. And once a month, we're going to do something better, more full-on episode. It's going to be better for everyone this way. Just, you'll see. Okay, guess what? This is still going to be like one of those like half-assers I was mentioning. It's going to be one of those half-ass episodes. It's not going to be the full meal. It's not going to be the three-course gourmet feast. That doesn't make sense. Three-course feast? I'm sorry. Anyways, hey, check it out now. I'm going to lay down the honorable mentions really quick. I'm just going to say a few things really quick before I forget them or before I no longer feel like saying them. The Marc Maron Show. I know a lot of listeners who listen to this show also know about the Marc Maron Show because a lot of people know about the Marc Maron Show and a lot of podcast savvy humans know about the Marc Maron Show. I like the Marc Maron Show as well. I recommend you check out the Marc Maron Show. It's not even called the Marc Maron Show. I'm sorry, Mark. It's called WTF with Marc Maron. It's a cool show. I don't know why I'm advertising someone else's show. It's kind of weird. It's like, you know what, though? I'm not out to win today. I'm going to win eventually. It's like a marathon, though. I don't have to win tonight or today, whenever you're listening. So I don't have to beat Marc Maron right now. Plus, he's getting older. I think he's going to turn like 77 in a few weeks. You know, he's going to have to retire eventually. And when he retires, you know, I'll be right there. Okay, so if you like the show, maybe check out the Marc Maron Show. It's a pretty cool show, and I think you will like that one too. And I've been gone for a while, so I feel like it's almost like I'm going to feel guilty if I don't give several honorable mentions. What else have I been liking? How about this? I'm going to honorably mention coconut water. You like that? Have a coconut water. Especially if you've never had one, I'm highly encouraging you to drink one coconut water. Go buy it from the store. They're The good ones are like around $3 a pop. So one of the great things about coconut water is you buy these, you're like, wow, I just spent $3 about it. I took the first sip and it tastes nasty. But I spent $3, so what am I? I gotta drink the whole thing out of principle. So you get through one barely, and you feel like, why do I feel like there's this, you know, slight gleam of like sky blue tint around my body? And what that is you feel super hydrated and fresh, like you're rejuvenated. Like that's what rejuvenation means. Okay? It's not, you know, it's not putting a scrubbing mask on before bed and then waking up in the morning. Your skin's not rejuvenating, okay? Rejuvenation is when, okay, you know what juvenile means? That's like children, child, youth. Rejuvenate. That's when you feel like young again, youthful, and springy. If you think you can't get that anymore, you need a coconut water. Sometimes that's all we need, all right? Wow, did you hear that? That was the sound of my tooth hitting the mic. Okay, you want to know something awkward? I'm going to tell you something awkward. My lips are touching the mic as I'm doing this show right now, and you can't see right now because it's radio. That's one of the better things about radio. I'm also not wearing a shirt. Sorry.
You are listening to the Strange Diet Broadcast. Keep it locked down every week for your own personal taste of Radio Liberty and subscribe on iTunes, the Windows Store, or your favorite web browser. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/strangediet for other subscription options and join the Dietitian Coalition.
Dietitians, definitely check out the Marc Maron show. It's a great way to waste some time. Dietitians, another thing is letting you all know I am beginning a brand new musical journey with a newly forming band. So that's taken up a lot of time. And I also wanted to make y'all aware that you should be looking forward to some upcoming interviews with, you know, more musicians and feelings about the biz and so forth. That's going to be one of the perks for you as dietitians of me going ahead and spending time doing music. I'm going to be surrounded by a lot more musicians, and hopefully it leaks over onto the show. That'd be pretty cool. What else that's going to be cool is you can definitely look forward to a lot of new material when we start completing things. I'll definitely debut some shit up here on the show and be looking forward to some feedback from you all as well about that. And, you know, I'm always been into music and stuff. I've always been doing endeavors here and there, but this one's taken up some time, so it's shaping up to be a little more serial. It's getting cereal, okay? Come on, are you excited for me? Hey, I got problems. I got cat problems. I'm not going to tell you about them. It's probably going to just make you sad. My cat has problems, which means they're my problems. You know what's not fair, though? My cat has problems, and they're my problems, but my problems aren't my cat's problems. Is that even explainable? Can someone figure out how that makes sense? I'm not going to be able to figure it out on this show right now. I'm sorry. That's like a little too grandiose for me to try to break that down right now. But I have another problem as well. I have so many problems. I have another problem. I've noticed that I've been seeing some double branding happening lately, and I'm going to speak more appropriately Leanne more at length about this in the near future, but double branding needs to stop it. Anyone who's listening right now, you need to refrain from wearing an Adidas shirt with Nike shoes or an Adidas shirt with Vans shoes. Like, people notice that, okay? Like, that gets noticed, and, like, you know, it's just no one comes up to you and, like, lets you know, hey, like, that's whack. But it is, okay? You know, it's kind of nice that, you know, as a society, we got, like, our left leg on the side of the fence that's like, okay, we all know that it doesn't really matter, so let's not, like, actually spend time talking about that. But the other leg is on the other side of the fence, and that leg's on the side that's like, yeah, that's lame, though. Like, you can't even wiggle out of that. That's whack. The only way it would make sense is if you live in Zimbabwe and NATO dropped a couple tons of clothing on your fucking village, and that's all that you had was, like, Adidas shirts and Nike shoes. Like, that, and I would, like, be alright with it. But if someone went and, like, bought their Adidas shirt and then went and purchased their Nikes, like, I'm gonna ask them. Next time I'm gonna say, do you know what Adidas is? See what happens. Maybe I'll get that conversation recorded. That'd be some good shit, huh? Yeah, double branding it. We all need to stop double branding it. There's a few exceptions. And you know what's awesome, though? It's like whenever we feel like we're pulling it off, like, there's these innate exceptions to everything that are almost like you not even able to articulate. It's just like instinctual certain things are in humanity, and certain double brandings are okay. Like, some of them aren't even like okay. They're like two skate companies. You can rock two skate companies. And I used to skateboard, so I understand why instinctually I'm going to refrain from actually breaking it down right now to all the laymen right now, because it's coming up in the future. We're going to really get to the bottom of double branding. It's something that really bugs the fuck out of me, and I need to bring awareness to that, okay? And I'm glad a couple years ago I came up with the idea to do the Strange Diet broadcast, because now we can start some awareness for this double branding culture we're cultivating. It needs to stop, you guys. All right, I'm going to be done soon, but I'm going to say a couple more things before I'm done. Maybe more than a couple, but probably not. Probably just a couple. Number one, the Oakland Raiders, they're gonna do something next year. Everyone needs to be happy about that, because I'm going to be in a good mood for the next year. They're going to do some good shit coming up, okay? That's number one. And number two, the Portland Trail Blazers are doing something good right now. Yes, you know those are my West Coast sports team. I don't give a dang about baseball, though. Like, nothing could make me ever care about baseball. Make sure you do your Portland Trail Blazers follow-up. Watch those games on ESPN. They just had a double play, two nights in a row, Trail Blazers taking on, who did I watch? The Blazers versus, I'm thinking about who they were playing. Okay, I can't remember who they were playing when I was watching, but the next day they played the Oklahoma City Thunder. I don't know if they won or lost. Oh, I remembered. They played the Clippers. We beat the Clippers in overtime. That was great. Yeah, get ahead on your sports. All right, dietitians. Thanks for listening. I love y'all. Check back in a week. Really, though. Down, out, out. Check.
Thank you for supporting Strange Diet Broadcast. Please use the email address strangedietfuture@gmail.com to contact the show and when writing in for surveys taken. Please use this email address to leave questions, comments, and concerns about the show. And remember, whatever you say might make it onto the air.